Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to the Tuesday, wait, no, Sunday edition of the NXT show, which I don't know. Did stuff happen? I'm watching Darby Allin kick out of a pile driver thing from MJF. What's going on? How you doing, Kate?
Hey! This is your Sourgrass Post Show for the NXT Battleground. Thank you so much for joining us. This will also be an AEW watch-along-ish thing of our Four Pillars match that's happening right now. You can get our full Double or Muffin review on Fightful Select after this. But please, for now, send in your Super Chats and your Humper Chats at humperchats.com. Leave a thumbs up and, hey, head over to Fightful Select and subscribe just so you can see me and Alex do our Double or Muffin review after this. And there's a Scoopskis thread up there. You're going to want to check that out. There's been scoops all weekend between Night of Champions and this, that, and the other pay-per-view. There's so much going on. New Japan wrapped up their Super Junior stuff. My goodness. Lots of wrestling this weekend. But Alex, we are going to do the most ADHD-prone stream maybe we've ever done in the history of streams that we've done. I got to be honest. This AEW pay-per-view has not been for me, and I actually felt like NXT was not bad tonight. Some really good stuff, some dumb stuff, but it's NXT, so I've come to expect it.
It was a lot of dumb stuff and a lot of, well, that was obvious stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I will say obvious things that they probably should have taken. You know what I mean?
No. Sometimes obvious is correct. It just means it's bad booking when you don't set up the possibility that it might go another way.
Correct.
You know what I mean? The correct decision may be the obvious decision. The problem is it shouldn't be obvious. It should be less than obvious. There should never be a match that they book anybody, AEW, WWE, anybody, where the guy, where there's one of the two people in the match has the crowd would think they have less than a 30% chance of winning. Like, all you gotta do is just book the build up right. And they very rarely do in NXT, but you know what I mean. Wes Lee defeated Joe Gacy. MJF has a microphone in the middle of the match. And he's now telling Sam he should lay down for him, I think. Maybe he's gonna like increase the I can't listen to it. But I'm assuming he's just going to increase the purse for laying down for him. Anyway, Wesley defeated Joe Gacy and Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate did not figure into the finish of the match.
He did not. Which is
Joe Gacy. Joe Gacy got pinned by Wesley after a cardiac kick. And yeah, that's basically the stuff I predicted was one of the two things was going to happen. Wesley retains.
Or Joe Gacy wins.
I did not think it was possible for Tyler Bate to go over. And, you know,
Tyler Bate looked great in this match, though.
Sammy's gonna fake like he's gonna take a dive, you know, to help to pay for his kid. But he does a small package instead. And MJF kicks out. All right.
I really like Joe Gacy. I feel like it was good to see him in the ring. It was good to see him get some reps. It did feel like he was a little out of place a bit just because Tyler Bate is so incredible and Wes Lee is so incredible at their own styles. And Joe Gacy kind of fits somewhere in the middle. But he can really go. He's a good wrestler. This was a nice reminder. And I hope we get to see more Joe Gacy in the ring and clean storytelling rather than everybody in all my stables ends up leaving me.
Yeah.
And we try to cover up for it. But this was a perfectly suitable triple threat. Wesley's defenses are always really strong. I would like to see a one-on-one story-driven Wesley feud next, whether that's Tyler Bate or someone else is up to NXT. Mm.
I don't like that. Jungle Boy just stopped MJF from tapping out. Like, I don't believe MJF would have tapped out. I don't know. It's dumb. I mean, North American title, Wesley's like had the most defenses of it or the longest reign of it or something.
Most defenses. Yeah. I don't know about length, but definitely the most defenses. They've been really strong defenses. Mm-hmm. They just haven't felt story driven, and I'm ready for a story driven defense for Wesley.
There's a lot of these like triple submissions going on. Who's gonna tap out first?
Who's the pilloriest pillar?
CO says, I feel the need for speed. Well, I ran out of methamphetamines last week, and I haven't been able to talk to my guy. So, not that kind of speed. Sorry, I just may have revealed too much. Yeah, so this was fine. I mean, it is what it is. We kind of expected it. So Wesley retains, as you said. Yes. Let's get a story-driven thing. No more open challenges.
And the thing is, they're good. I don't mean to put them down because they always end up being really good, which is why they go to that well, I think. Mm-hmm. But I just want to see like what a full-on Wesley story-driven feud kind of looks like.
Yep. Darby Allin just reversed a last ride into a Canadian destroyer and then took one from Sammy Guevara. So this is fun.
Can you say Sammy Guevara as Darby?
Sammy Guevara? I was going to say it the other way, but then it sounds so much like his entrance music.
Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara. Actually, Sam, if we say it like that, it sounds like I'm starting the Scripps impression. Sammy Guevara.
Which, of course, is a Jesse Ventura impression.
Sammy Guevara is pretty good. Noam Dar defeated Dragon Lee because he got help from everybody who said they didn't like him last week. So I don't know. I don't know if this was the plan all along. If it was bad. And if it was decided today, it shows they don't know how to plan things. So Oro Mensah decided to be his corner man after straight up telling him, no, screw you. I don't like you on Tuesday. And also he's been hitting on Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson, who again has never had a match on NXT regular, always been on Level Up. So it does feel like you probably would want to introduce her as a character on the main show before you give her like a prominent role in a title match on a pay-per-view. But that's just me. Anyway, they helped him win. Nathan Frazier was out there. He chased off Oro Mensah during the match when it became obvious that Oro Mensah was going to cheat in favor of Noam Dar. But Noam Dar won 2-1 in the 6th frame of the Heritage Cup match. And there you go.
A great match with some dumb interference. Like I was so bummed. I felt like the Heritage Cup should be treated like TV time limit belts or pure rules. Like it already has its own special thing. So when you add these layers of interference, also I was watching an AEW pay-per-view at the same time that has been mostly interference. Frustratingly so, just not a strong showing for AEW. But this match was fantastic. There was a nasty bump for Dragon Lee in this. It seems like he's okay because that happened a lot earlier than the match went home on. So
did not look good. He was doing his running Hurricane Rana over the ropes to the apron. The first time he did it to Noam Dar, it worked. The second time, Noam Dar like backed up and then like used it to like the momentum to do a powerbomb onto the apron. But it did not look good for Dragon Lee.
No, he did not cover enough ground to be caught into the powerbomb, it looked like. And he just ate it. Yeah. Which is a scary thing to have happen to your back and neck, but he continued the match just fine. And it didn't really like affect anything. So scary spot there. But other than that, I thought the match was really good. The interference from Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend being the thing that was the determining factor feels so anti what the Heritage Cup is supposed to be about in a lot of ways.
That's the WWE for you. We created a division that where, like, if there is any kind of DQ, the match ends immediately, and whoever got disqualified loses, and you can lose the Heritage Cup that way. Like, so the idea that Noam Dar, who prizes the Heritage Cup above anything else, would be so dumb as to have people come out, multiple times, to try and get him disqualified if they were caught, seems like really short-sighted. Also, at the end of one of the rounds after the bell, he did a blatant back elbow to Dragon Lee.
Yes.
Referee's discretion, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, that he should be disqualified for that. The referee should discretion more. What I'm saying. There should be more. They should be more discretion when the referee's discretion. I think, as a general rule, referees should discretion about 25% more than they do right now, at a minimum.
I mean, that's being nice. As far as like discretion, the discretion level should be like Jonathan discretion level. You know what I mean? Like, it should be.
It should be
so high.
I want a referee to take the name Jonathan Discretion because that's how good of a referee he is. He's the absolute best in the world at discretion.
He's the best. He's one of the best technical referees you've ever seen in your life.
He is the best discretion ever.
Oh,
that's so good. Jamie Pringle says, didn't watch NXT, watching that TK joint right now, but I always show love to Kate, Alex, and the SGS. Love the family of weirdos. That's us. A giant family of weirdos.
That is correct.
So the next match was Dragunov and Dijak, which might be the match of the night on either show. Dragunov and Dijak like murdered each other.
They tore this down. This was so good. And I loved the ending, the way Dragunov got up just to be standing. Just for the moment to be standing in a last man standing match.
And
to then just fall back down was phenomenal. Phenomenally well done.
The story of this match was so well done. Dragunov literally doing the Moscow torpedo through a table to hit Dijak on the other side of it. He would do anything, doesn't matter what, to his body to win. And Dijak going, he took a lot of punishment to then just Hulk out of it, get Dragunov into the, because Dragunov did a coast to coast, not with a chair, but with the ring steps, which I've never seen
before.
Ridiculous,
yeah. And like,
if the reason they did the really bad ring step spot 2 weeks ago was because they knew they were going to like do a lot of ring step stuff in this match and it was going to be like a theme of their rivalry, I'm willing to let that bad thing earlier slide, because this, the coast to coast with the ring steps, was so friggin' cool.
And as I said last time, it was a poorly executed attempt at something really cool. So I always have more forgiveness around that kind of stuff.
But Dragunov was in the corner he had a kendo stick broken across his torso. Like Dijak was hitting him. I've never seen a person hit so hard with a kendo stick.
And it wasn't even covered in electrical tape.
No. And hit him with a chair and then ran back to do another hit with a chair. But Dragunov ran across the ring and caught him with the Moscow torpedo instead. It was nuts. This was a great, great match. Both guys are so good at what they do. Such great wrestlers. And
this
I
pushed Dijak into different territory too, which was really refreshing. Like, which, and I kind of expected with an opponent like Dragunov. But it was nice to see him kind of break out of the box that he was being kind of kept in just by nature of the way things were being built out.
I never would have thought it going into tonight that had a chance to be the match of the night for me, but I haven't said anything yet. This Fatal Four Way is doing some good stuff, but somehow a Fatal Four Way is not anywhere near the most overbooked thing on Double or Nothing. So yeah, and I was very impressed by this, by both guys, by the story they told. Dragunov winning was great because he did the final thing was he laid Dijak's head on a chair and then does the crazy thing where he runs and jumps and does the dropping forearm. Oh, that looked brutal. It was great.
Yeah, that forearm onto the chair was awesome.
That was really good.
I love Dragunov is so good at endings of matches. Like he's so good at putting the punctuation on of like his facial expression and his body language of the, I just have to stand so that I can be the standing guy. That's all I've got to get to is just a couple seconds on my feet and then passing out right after. Excellent. 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 But hey, Alex.
Yeah.
If you have a broken kendo stick, and you can't quite get the snap in it that you need to, Bluchew.com is here for you.
Do you see these championship belts over here or those trophies up there? You could get one for what? I don't know. Maybe the hardest erection that you've ever had in your entire life, thanks to Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever aspire to do that? Well, whether you have or you haven't, that's what could happen if you use Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Work with their online physicians, get approved. Blue Chew arrives straight to your door, safely, discreetly, quietly. Just pay $5 shipping when you use that code Fightful. It's got the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it's a chewable, so it gets into your system faster. It causes that mood to strike when something isn't quite striking. Or maybe you just want the confidence that you know, are going to put on a trophy championship level performance. Bluechew.com, code Fightful. You know what's up.
Yeah, no, I don't want to picture my kendo stick breaking. So that was too much for me.
I'm sorry, but
especially if
two ad reads that this is a beat the clock ish type review. I have to get them both in.
Especially if it like splinters, like that would be horrible. So
the next thing that sounds like a you problem. I don't care.
I know.
I'm a lady.
I know.
I'll set up my ad reads however I want.
I know. I understand. It was a little too much for me. That's why I grimaced. The tag match was just a showcase for Julius Creed until he got pinned.
Yeah. Julius Creed, what the fuck is he doing in NXT, what are we doing?
I've seen him doing like his belly to belly training with 200-pound sandbags, just herking him over his head. And then kipping up. And like he would do that like a set, like reps of herk a 200-pound like medicine ball over his head, kip back up. And then he was like, hey, what if I did that, but in a match with guys who were way bigger than 200 pounds? It was great. That was an amazing spot. It was so good. And then Ava Rain, who wasn't even involved in this match, came down and attacked Ivy Nile, who was just standing ringside. And Julius Creed was so distraught by this, he turned around and took the double team move from oh, look, here we go. Do it. Turn heel, Jungle Boy. Everyone wants you to hit Darby with the belt. Turn heel. Do it in the most obvious fashion possible. Right now. Oh, no, he won't do it yet. But later he will. Anyway,
needs to be clipped.
Creed, the Creeds lose because Gallus, because Julius Creed, he's so distraught when his friend gets run into the ring post. Not like, I don't know.
Also,
like,
not for nothing, and no offense to Ava Raine. Ivy Nile can handle Ava Raine.
Yeah, okay? I know.
Like, let's calm down with this.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
Julius is a phenom. They need to call him up at minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're just going to say that till he gets called up.
That was so brutal. I loved it so much. Please let be the finish. But yes, yes, yes.
I missed it. Because my internet like sucks. That
in my life. I want you to see it. Don't, nobody spoil it for Kate.
No spoiler for me. Spoil for me, because my internet sucks, so I don't want to. I don't want to tempt fate.
Fine. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I'm gonna look. If my internet gets bad and you dorks are like, oh, Kate's internet sucks.
Oh God.
It's Alex's fault.
That was a great finish. That was some smart ass shit. Oh, what a great idea. What a great friggin' idea.
No, that finish rules.
Oh, that's so smart. God damn it. I love MJF. That's so fucking smart.
That's
a smart fucking finish.
Oh, I love that.
So the Creeds will now be feuding with Joe Gacy? Or is it just like an Ava versus Ivy Nile match? I don't know. Yeah. We are beating the hell out of this clock. Tiffany Stratton beat Lyra Valkyria.
Really good match.
Really good match. But it was what we thought it would be. Lyra Valkyria took one shot from an electrical taped Tendo stick on Tuesday, walked into the building, as you showed me via Instagram, perfectly fine in heels.
Without a
scratch on her. And then, she did some move, landed wrong, and I guess tore every ligament in her knee. So she was just Tiffany Stratton, technical goddess Tiffany Stratton, working over the left knee for 15 minutes which is not her strong suit, but it's the only story they know how to tell in these kinds of matches. The babyface is injured. How will they ever overcome? And then maybe they do, or maybe they don't. But that's the only story they know how to tell, and so you have to fit into that box. You gotta. I thought that they over-relied on the Tiffany Stratton, the roll-through suplex. Into the corner to do the world's prettiest moonsault. The world's like that's you can do that moonsault without having to do the roll through. So doing the full maneuver, roll through, then jump up, then do a moonsault. The first time you do it, no water in the pool, because she rolled out of the way. The second time you do it, it goes off without a hitch. Like. It felt like it was too much. Like as soon as she herks her up on her shoulders, you know she's going for the entire finishing sequence.
Yes. Yeah.
And so when they did it the first time, it was too early in the match for the match to be over.
To go home. Yep.
So you knew it wasn't going to come through. And then she does it later, and I go, well, I guess this is the finish. And 12 seconds later, the three count. Like, I feel like you should figure out a way to make that work better. But hey, Tiffany Stratton won. That's good. It's good that Tiffany Stratton won. I don't know why she didn't beat Roxanne to do it.
That's where I'm at. Like, this was a really strong showing for Lyra. She looked really good in this.
Yes. Yeah.
But it did not feel like it had nearly the heat that Roxanne and Tiffany could have had. Definitely the right call. She looked great in this match, man. She's really, really good. Like, she has grown more than anybody since we probably started covering this product, I would say. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And, like, from an in-ring standpoint, I loved when I saw reports of her saying things like, I want to stay in NXT because I want to work on these additional things. And I've seen improvement in those additional things, like, slowly but surely. Like, I love... people who are that ambitious and that are like, I want to be ready when I'm going to go up there for my 3-minute tag match with Raquel. No, but like, sincerely, I respect the hell out of that. And it's really fun. It's one of the few rewarding things about covering this job for Sig, right? That is really rewarding is to see things like that.
Yes.
Her moonsault today, the second one, especially that ended up leading to the finish was fantastic. Just very cool. Like, she used to be someone who was athletic and could put acrobatic moves together. And now she's a full, well-rounded wrestler who gets every aspect of this. And I just think that's awesome. Roxanne being on the other side of this is a disservice to themselves. I don't know why she wasn't. No offense to Lyra Valkyria. She's great. She would have been a perfect semifinals opponent for this tournament. Like, that would have made so much sense. And she did really, really well in this, and she looked great. But with all of the history that you've built out, it just makes no sense that this was not Roxanne. My guess is they didn't want to do that to Roxanne again, but you just did it to her earlier instead, which makes less sense.
Right. Now, like, I feel like you can do the Roxanne comes up short thing. You just have to do it at the right time. And Roxanne coming up short in this particular case is the right time to do it because it means more. You know what I mean? And I don't know. It's
but if her anxiety wasn't anxieting enough that day, then she would have to win. So it's just, it's a toss up, really.
I do like the idea that we've established discretion and anxieting.
Yeah. Jonathan discretion and I gotta find something for anxiety.
Kurt anxieting. we're already delirious and we have like 4 more hours of talking about wrestling tonight.
I was like thinking Akiyama. That's where my head's been at. I've been entrenched in Japanese wrestling.
It could be. Could be.
But I like Kurt anxiety. Anxieting.
I thought that guy was in blackface, but he's just wearing a black mask for some reason. Also odd, but not nearly as problematic, I suppose.
No, big deal.
But big still, difference. As he walked out, I was like, that's blackface, but it wasn't. So, good. That's all I'll say about that. Good. Hey, Carmelo and Braun wasn't nearly as good as it could have been because the story sucked.
And it didn't suck. It was just medium.
If this was all you were gonna do with it, that story sucked.
There's no excuse for it to be less awesome than Dijak and Dragunov. I'll put it that way. Like, right. I don't think it sucked. I just think the ceiling for it being an all-timer could have been there if you told the story that was in front of you instead. Mm-hmm. But this was very cool to see Carmelo get a pop in his hometown. Huge reaction, which was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Bronze Tite saying meaner than evil.
Again,
I can't get over.
He's got to stop doing that. That doesn't mean anything.
Meaner than evil. Just means very mean, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck Party City mask he came down with, but it's definitely from the same place that made those yellow ones.
They didn't have the what do you call it? The strap that goes around the back wasn't the right tightness. So it was sliding off his face. So it looked like he had like regular Braun nose and also wolf nose. He was the man with two noses. And I don't know if it was the intention, but it didn't look great. It is weird that like, how do we lean into a guy being a heel? He wears black. His tights say a gibberish phrase that sounds like a translation from a 1970s Japanese horror film.
Which is ironic because AEW is booked like a House of Torture match today. So it's just.
And let's give him a mask of a fearsome wolf creature.
And a bad one. Like it was a bad mask.
A bad mask. A bad mask of it. Yes, unfortunately. You know, I think the world of these two dudes.
Why? I do.
But I'm saying like I love Braun.
Oh, the performers. Yeah.
You know, I think the world of those two dudes. I really do. But like, I mean, this wasn't as good as the match could have been. I thought the first one was better, except the first match was so much better until the end was trash. At least this time, Trick didn't get involved.
Yes,
and Carmelo
that was very
won.
Good.
But it didn't mean nearly as much because you didn't actually do the story around it. So it was just like a match and thank God that the babyface won clean. Like, it would have been horrible if they didn't. So, but they didn't do enough work to make Carmelo the babyface or to make Braun the heel, except for I wear black now.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just...
Though Braun is doing a lot better with it than the initial turn, I feel like.
Right. Right,
like his inflections, and like you said, his whole move set mm-hmm. like really lends itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was some good stuff in here, but again, the thing that was wrong with Melo was the ribs.
Yeah.
So the thing that was wrong with Lyra Valkyria was the knee. The thing that was wrong with Melo was the ribs. So let's have the heel work that body part for the entire match until the babyface overcomes it. Or until they can't anymore and the heel wins. Those are the only two matches that NXT ever books in singles matches for their champions. That's it. The babyface either comes into the match almost always, comes into the match slightly injured and then worsens it. Or gets injured during the match, kayfabe injured during the match, and then it's just a bunch of rest holds that hurt or kicks to the knee or something, you know.
It takes a specific type of, not that every heel shouldn't do that. If someone's obviously injured, a heel should do that.
Right.
But it takes the right heel to make that work really well. And when you mm-hmm. oversaturate your programming with it, it just mm-hmm. gets really stale. Yeah. Like it should, like Dragunov could do that because he's technical as hell. And it's like, mm-hmm. if that, oh, everything that guy locks in, you would believe would mm-hmm. be extra painful because of that. So, mm-hmm. It's not like it was. My disappointment was more preempted because the ceiling on the story had been lowered. So I was excited to see. I was excited Trick wasn't really involved. I was excited that Carmelo got the hometown pop. I thought the match was very well put together. I feel like Braun actually looked really good in this. Not that my complaints with him are ever in ring, but he's just so explosive and it felt personal to him. Like it that part of it came across. They just did leave a lot of, there's a lot of headroom here that they could have filled if they had just told the story the right way. But with the story that they ended up going with, I thought they did a very, very good job with the
explanation. I mean, they just spent a month lying about, or what, 2 months lying about how the first match ended.
But
if you're going to do that, well, then anything's possible. You know what I mean? Like, you could just say, at the end of the match, we don't have film of this for some reason. At the end of the match, aliens came down and abducted Braun Breaker. And when he came back, he was a heel. They must have poisoned his brain. Like, you could just say that, and we'd have to accept it. Because you can lie about anything, and it's NXT. You know? So, whatever.
If you're going to lie to people, you do it on a post-show where someone didn't actually watch the show. Mm-hmm. And you psych them out 3 times. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But... Yeah. I'm glad it went the way that it did though, because if it didn't, if Trick did get involved, we'd be coming on here talking about how much they ruined it worse or whatever. Like if they were going to lower the ceiling, that sucks, but they did well with what they chose to do. It's just what they chose to do was not the best option that they could.
I'm watching on mute. Have these guys been playing music the whole way through? The band is up on the stage and they are currently playing. Have they been playing the whole time? That's really funny. And then the double super kick to blackface mask. So that was funny. That's hilarious. They've been doing this. That's very funny. That is funny as hell.
That rules.
So we come out of this. Tiffany Stratton's now the champion. The next pay-per-view, it's going to be Roxanne versus Anxiety.
That's right.
Anxiety is going to win the hell out of that match.
I mean, if there's anything we've seen.
Right.
It's that Anxiety always beats Roxanne.
Mm-hmm. Always does. But nothing else really changed or was impacted in any way. So par for the course. And kicking off NXT on Tuesday... It's the weaponized cage match. So.
Yeah, this didn't feel pay-per-view-y, and I think that's okay. They're like running head-to-head with AEW. This was a bigger weekend in Saudi Arabia. This felt more like one of those in-between specials. So I think the card could have benefited from something like a weaponized steel cage match. But I'm looking forward to that on Tuesday. That should be a whole heck of a lot of fun if they do it right, which remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. But. A decent show, like a pretty strong showing.
Yeah. I mean, it was a solid 6.5-7 show, with a great match in there of Ilya and Dragunov versus Dijak. Like that thing boosted everything up. Everything else was like, all right, pretty good. I mean, nothing I would look at. I mean, so like, honestly, with some of the horrible booking they've done.
Yeah.
Like Julius Creed being distracted by his friend getting run into the ring post on the outside and then losing the match. Like that's horrible booking, but on the scale of one to HBK, it's fine. It's fine. It's just weak.
It's not that bad. Right.
We should not be grading that shit on the curve, but you kind of have to, if you're ever going to watch NXT. So,
or if we're ever going to continue to survive reviews realistically, but like also Julius, I just call them up. Cause what are you doing?
Right.
Like, they have nothing else left to prove.
Right.
If they're not going to be near the titles, they should be on the main. So
yeah. Yeah.
That was it.
All right. Well, that's it.
Oh, crap. I have to play another ad.
What a segue.
Guys, it's a long weekend. Okay?
No, that should have been the segue. Oh,
this
crap. I got to play another ad.
I just pushed back. You're just ruining this moment. I said it's going to be a long weekend, Alex.
Okay, managing editor.
And... Whoops. And if you need some rest, and I can find the Helix ad, mm-hmm. there it is. Got a lot of reviews happening. Me as a managing editor, it's been a long mm-hmm. weekend. I've been
and me managing, as Sean Ross Sapp, I have editing.
Oh my God, so much managing, so much editing, so many mm-hmm. pay-per-views. I need some rest, Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And where better to rest my head and my whole self than on a Helix sleep mattress?
I'm not here right now. I'm on the road, and I'll tell you the thing I miss most is helixsleep.com/fightful. When I do travel, I'm always worried about the night's sleep I'm going to get, but I don't have to worry about that at home. A few years ago, before there was a helixsleep.com/fightful, I went to Helix Sleep. I was tired of the mattress I was sleeping on, and I got matched up to the right one for me at helixsleep.com. And now we've partnered with them for helixsleep.com/fightful. You take a quick quiz. You don't have to go into a mattress store. They will match up the right one for you with their 14 unique mattress models. I went from just being able to sleep on my back to also being able to sleep on my side, which goes such a long way in keeping you asleep, making sure that you're rested, and your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. There's a 100-night risk-free trial. So if you don't like it for some reason, you're getting a full refund, and they'll come pick it up for you. And now they're offering up to $350 off all mattress orders at helixsleep.com/fightful and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/fightful. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
John Moxley turned over a giant poker chip and there was barbed wire on the back of it. Oh, that's great. And John Moxley's got a fork. We got to go. We got to go. John Moxley's got a fork.
We'll Bye, everybody.
What happens with John Moxley and the fork later on Fightful Select.
FightfulSelect.com. Get me and Alex reviewing the pay-per-view that we're watching right now. Okay, bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.